From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. As we continue our coverage of the She the People Summit on September 20th, 2018 in San Francisco, California, we turn now to Amy Allison, the lead organizer of the summit and president of Democracy in Color, an organization that focuses on race, politics, and the new American majority. She's the author of Army of None and the host of the Democracy in Color podcast. In addition to spearheading the entire She the People Summit, she spoke at the event and was a guest on a live broadcast on KPFA Pacifica Radio in Berkeley that I co-hosted along with writer, journalist, and activist Antonia Yuhas. Special thanks to KPFA Pacifica Radio for sponsoring this coverage.
Wow. So this is your baby.
That's right.
This is an incredible culmination of work that you've done for months. Tell us how historic this gathering is.
You know, there have been markers in our history around the expansion of women's voice, but our political imagination for women of color, it began at the beginning of this country, but we've never had a gathering that solidified our common voice across race. And this is it. This is the first one. And it's a long time coming because, you know, our godmothers of the movement, you know, Ella Baker and Grace Lee Boggs and many that are unnamed and unacknowledged in history books, it was their courage and activism that set the stage. But 2018 is a year like no other, and I felt the call to organize She the People because the country needs our leadership. And I also realize that we're making history because we are for the first time saying we're going to be seen, we're going to be heard, and the rest of the country needs to get information behind the leadership of women of color.
What is it that you believe that women of color need to be bringing uniquely to this process, the political process, the democratic process, that is missing without their voice being at the forefront?
It's not about resistance. Let me say that again.
Okay.
It's not about resistance. It's about the belief in a politics we have not yet seen. We have big plans for the nation, women of color, both as candidates and as organizers and as movement leaders. We're leading the most vibrant movements of our day. And it's about organizing and leading a inclusive multiracial coalition that can win at the polls and that can transform our society, our culture. That's what the promise is of us standing up strong today.
Amy, I feel like we encounter so much cynicism on the left that when you start talking about the incredible historic wave of women that have won primaries or running for primaries and now heading into the election, you still encounter, I encounter every day, people on the left who are very upset about the state of the country, who want to dismiss using the electoral process as a means of change because they feel like it's never going to be representative of us. And once people get subsumed by the Democratic Party, they become part of the establishment. Do you encounter that too? And if so, how do you counter that?
You mean the last 2 years haven't convinced people that elections matter?
I don't think
the cynical people should be telling us what to think. If there's any group of people who should feel cynical, it's women of color. We're more than 20% of the population. We're 3% of elected officials. We're ignored, dismissed, and dehumanized. Our communities are under attack, and we're at the bottom of so many of the measures in terms of success. And yet, you're hearing the most hopeful message for 2018 from the very women who have been dehumanized and dismissed. That's women of color. And we're telling the rest of the country there's a way out. And the way out is coming together and to follow the vision of this group of people. And when I say this group of people, not just in this room here in San Francisco, this group of women, women of color, who have this vision, and there's so much love and a belief of justice, and we believe in democracy, and we want to create a society where everyone belongs. We haven't given up on that, so don't give up on that.
What is the requirement of coming together here, pulling together a summit, bringing together these women who are running, are already elected, are activists? What is the necessity that the summit serves?
What do you mean?
Why be here? Why bring us all together?
Because it's unusual. to explicitly center women's organizing and voice on women of color. And if you've gone to other kind of convenings or conferences, it could be multiracial, but to center and say this is for us is a new thing. But women of color are a very unique and instrumental part of our democracy and voice. We are sorely needed in these really uncertain and very dangerous times. And so when we understand that our voice as we're a courageous voice, we're the most progressive at the polls. But yet, when I read articles about us, they still use the term minority. This country's 38% people of color and soon the majority, and women are going to be the majority. We're already in the state of California and seven states, the majority of women. And so I reject the political use of the term minority. And I want the country's relationship to change to women of color, for us to be recognized as a voting bloc, and to recognize that women of color, as distinct from white women or men, We have the things that we want to do in the country and our vision, and we can help people, the whole country, realize a new way. It's been terrible the last couple of years, but it's been terrible for the last couple hundred years for women of color.
Amy, would you say that when women of color are doing well, the whole country is doing well?
That's a nice way to say it.
And so it seems to me also that this particular gathering signifies something different within the Democratic Party too, right? Because the Democratic Party has for far too long taken for granted women of color, especially black women, been able to rely on their votes while, you know, paying lip service to their issues, but then failing them time and again. Is this gathering also sort of warning to the Democratic Party establishment?
Is it a warning? It's
We're
a promise.
Here.
Yeah, it's there. It's not just a warning, because this is not just about electing a bunch of Democrats, and it's not about presenting women of color as workhorse voters. It's bigger than that. It's really telling the Democratic Party, who's most of us are used as the political vehicle, right, to electoral power. It's saying that it's not business as usual for you Democrats, and by the way, it's not business as usual for you Republicans, that we represent a whole new thing that insists on elevating our leadership. But when we look at this election cycle in the primaries, only 4% of the women of color who ran in the primaries got support from the Democratic Party, from DCCC, the congressional candidates. Even though black women, they are the backbone of the Democratic Party vote. And even though the both Asian American, Latinas, and Native American and Arab American women also joined with black women are very, very powerful and important. And so we're not accepting that anymore, not after 2016. It's a new day.
What are some of the races that you're particularly excited about, women who are running, women of color who are running for office in the nation right now?
Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams would be the first black woman governor of Georgia, or first black woman governor ever. But the thing is, she's a fantastic candidate, but the way that she's winning is expanding democracy. And she's reaching out to younger voters and people of color, bringing more people in and talking to and reflecting what we call the New American Majority. That's the multiracial progressive communities. And because she's doing that in Georgia, a state that's nearly majority people of color, she's creating the test case for a new playbook. We're not going to center campaigning or candidates on Trump voters, winning over Trump voters, or winning over white moderates who are not a reliable and they're a shrinking part of the Democratic Party base. Instead, we're going to focus on the most loyal and the most progressive base. We're going to have a policy and a platform that gets people excited, and then we're going to have a process and an infrastructure to get people to the polls. And that's what Stacey Abrams did.
Well, Amy, I know we have you only for a couple more minutes, because in just about 12 minutes, we're going to be starting the program, She the People. So can you give us a preview of what is coming up? Because we're going to be playing for our KPFA audience the panel discussions that are taking place for the next several hours. So a preview of what's to come today.
And so, first of all, I'm really glad KPFA is holding this live. I mean, this is
Yay.
Amazing.
Community radio.
Yes.
That's right.
And the thing is, She the People elevates these excited candidates like Deb Haaland, first Native woman in Congress out of New Mexico, Rashida Tlaib, a Palestinian American. She'd be the first Muslim. She's here, as well as junior Congress members like Pramila Jayapal from Seattle, Washington, who's a fantastic leader. I believe these three, when they get in Congress, are going to start organizing other Congress members, which is going to be very exciting. But that's not enough. I think if we focus on candidates, we miss the strategy underneath. And so much of this day is going to be about elevating what I call our hidden figures. These are women of color in swing states, especially like Florida, Arizona, Georgia, and Texas. These are states that Trump won. These are states that women of color are running voter engagement and voter expansion efforts that will change the map. And we're going to hear from some amazing people like Insay Ufot, who's running the New Georgia Project there. And I want to elevate. I don't want these to be hidden figures. I want the country to see if we're going to expand democracy and we're going to win a progressive agenda, that's how we're going to do it.
Amy Allison is the president of Democracy in Color, an organization that focuses on race, politics, and the new American majority. She's the author of Army of None and host of the Democracy in Color podcast. She was the lead organizer of the She the People Summit in San Francisco, September 20th, 2018, where I spoke with her along with my co-host Antonia Yuhas as part of a special live broadcast on KPFA Pacifica Radio. Special thanks to KPFA for sponsoring this coverage. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our audio podcast on iTunes, and our video channel on Vimeo.